What is the cause of all suffering? What are relationship disconnects? And how does all of this relate to you and your health and well-being? Find out next as Lily Bierman enlightens us on a modality that allows you to discover your own hidden programming.
Welcome to A2Zen.fm, bringing you life-altering talk radio. Our radio experts bring you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the fields of self-help, financial, alternative health, global news, and more. Join us and discover the tricks of the trade that will help you to develop yourself and prosper. This is truly entertainment and education you won't find anywhere else. Enjoy yet another hour of A2Zen.fm radio. Now, here's your host of Healing Energies with Crystalia Marie.
Are you ready to lose weight and keep it off permanently? Discover the secrets to weight loss with the energy of power symbols. Imagine ending your cravings for sugar, carbs, and food just by wearing a symbol. Discover simple tools that will help you to take the weight off and keep it off. To learn more, go to weightlosssymbols.com. That's weightlosssymbols.com. Do you want more peace of mind, more energy, and less stress? Discover the simplicity and power of healing with symbols. Join my newsletter for free by going to minuteenergytuneup.com. There you'll receive sample symbols, affirmations, free teletraining, and much more. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to A to Zen Radio's Energy Healing for Body, Mind, and Spirit, broadcasting every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Crystalia Marie, coming from from North Carolina, along with my special guest, Ali Bierman, from Meridian, Idaho. Please get a pencil and paper to take down the call-in information that I'll be sharing with you in just a moment, as Ali is offering a free excerpt from her book, You Got to Ask Questions, How to Live a Happy, Healthy, and Secure Life, to anyone who calls in during the show tonight and asks her a question. Tonight, Ali will be sharing the cause of all suffering. I encourage you to call in to ask questions of Ali by clicking the Skype Us button on the right side of the webpage at a2zen.fm or dial 815-880-8255. Lines are limited, so I ask that you only call in via Skype or the phone if you have a question for Ali. Otherwise, please click the Listen button to listen into the show directly from a2zen.fm or use any of the other options for listening listed under So Many Ways to Listen. Anyone who calls and asks Ali a question tonight is going to receive a free excerpt from her book, You've Got to Ask Questions, How to Live a Happy, Healthy, and Secure Life. Tonight, Ali shares her insights on the cause of all suffering. Until you treat the bottom line cause of an issue, it will continue to present itself as diverse symptoms. What if you could go right to the root cause, no guessing as to what to treat first? And what if you knew the history of the issue? And what if you knew where and how to send energy to eliminate blocks to money flow, love relationships, and looking and feeling terrific? Could you finally heal? Ali created her own modality to discover the hidden programming that results from a lifetime of known and unknown relationships, including those carried forth from previous lives. Drawing from experience as a psychotherapist, specialized kinesiologist, metaphysical minister, author, teacher, family member, and friend, she synthesized a way of working with energy that produces immediate, 100% accurate results for clients. You may register at creatingthelife.com to receive a free copy of Ali's ebook, What You Don't Know Runs You, How to Change Your Life Now. Ali, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on this. I'm wanting to know this 100% accuracy thing here.
Thank you, Crystalia. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, this is great. So, are you really saying, based on what I just shared, are you telling our audience here that there is one cause to all of our suffering?
Yeah, the bottom line that goes on, and I've been doing my work for 15 years, and a year and a half ago, I recognized this fact that everything that turns up when I'm working with somebody has to do with a relationship, and it's a disconnect where the relationship issue wasn't resolved because people didn't realize it was impacting them. So it's a disconnect between you and your true self, which pretty much pertains for almost everybody, between you and other people, between you and a higher power, whether you call it source, God, universe.
So what do you really mean about relationship disconnects? I'm a little confused. So what does that really mean?
Well, you don't know who your true self is. And the reason for that is you define yourself as what's actually your self-image. And that's what was imposed on you. When you were a little kid, you were too young, you didn't have the ability to choose what thoughts went into your subconscious mind. Everything people directly told you about you, everything you ever heard of people talking about you, all went right into your subconscious mind, and it created programs with directories and file folders, and all of these created your image, which has nothing to do with who you truly are. Your true self is who you were at birth before all those programs got put into you.
So you're saying that we have these programs that happen. Can you tell us more about these programs? Like, what kinds of programs? I'm used to computer programs, okay?
Well, that's very perceptive because that's something I recognize. Our mind is the most complex computer in the world. It's actually the mind-body-spirit connection. It actually creates directories. It creates file folders, files inside the folders. You have different kinds of folders. So you have some that are words, some that are images, some that are audio. It really, really works just like a computer. So let me give you an example. Let's say someone makes a remark about how outgoing you are. And actually, I'm talking about the me I used to be. And somebody might have thought I was outgoing. Now, at that time, I would have been pretending to be outgoing because that's how I changed. I pretended, and I did this as who I was. But at the time, originally, I didn't have a file folder. There was no evidence to support the fact that I was outgoing. So when somebody would say something like that, I'd either think, this guy's really dumb, or this guy's lying, or this guy doesn't know me at all. And why? Because his words tried to get into my mind, but my subconscious mind did a split-second scan of all the directories, all the folders, all their contents, couldn't find one called Allie's Outgoing. So it booted out the compliment, leaving me with all the negative thoughts about that guy. More importantly, with the negative thoughts about myself, because I used to have some judgments and feelings that were not positive feelings about feeling and being shy and outgoing. Well, the good news is you can create a new habit. That's one of the things I show people how to do. And you can install it pretty quickly. And when you create a new habit, you're creating a new folder. So now I definitely have a folder that says Allie's Outgoing. And the next time I heard the words that were something to the effect of Allie's Outgoing, it was putting a new audio file into my folder. And between the audio files and seeing things written by people who knew me or met me, that folder started getting bigger and bigger until it actually became true. It became fact for me. So your subconscious mind is what's running you, not your conscious mind. All your conscious mind can do is the what. What is it that you want to do or know? But it's your subconscious mind that's doing the how. And you've got to have programs down there in order to execute what you want to do. So again, using the computer analogy, what you put in is what you get out, garbage in, which is usually other people's programming, garbage out would show us poor self-esteem, low self-worth, low self-confidence, and it gets exhibited in many ways. And just a quick note, about 80% of the population, including all these people who you call your heroes, they suffer from low self-esteem in some area or another. And few people think accurately, which is a whole topic in and of itself. But for now, know that most people are relying on the opinions of others, good as well as bad, to determine how they feel about themselves, which brings us back to the whole relationship disconnects, because if there's a distance between how they're seeing us or how they're telling us we are and the programs that are running, you're going to start causing energy blocks in your system.
Right. That makes total sense. I love how you did. I was kind of kidding about the computer thing. It was interesting that you actually used that analogy. Wow. So this whole relationship disconnect thing, how do those really show up as programs in our body and then maybe in our mind and spirit as well, if you want to talk about those as well?
Well, so cool that I noticed, you know, last year and a half ago, after doing it for like 14 years, each interaction, and you'd really be surprised what constitutes an interaction, it's moderating things in your awareness, but every interaction you have with somebody else with the environment causes an emotional response in you. And the fact is, events just are. It's how you interpret the event that causes the emotion to record. Now, each meridian in your physical body relates directly to a specific emotional issue, with each point on the meridian reflecting specific aspects of the emotion. So, the actions will allow multiple meridians and chakras in the energy. So, that study, it's showing, it's revealing hidden energy blocks that are impacting issues completely out of your awareness. So sometimes I catch them while they're still in the physical body, I'm sorry, in the energy body, because everything starts in your energy body. Then it never has to be in the physical. But then people practice prevention, and even more people are willing to remember the difference between feeling fantastic, feeling okay, so they don't really check things out until something hurts, until there's a problem. What's happening more commonly is the firefighters on any given subject, and there'll be multiple according to what the emotion is, they tend to get overwhelmed. Every time the thing happens, in goes a new document, new image, a new recording, and they get so stuck that they burst. When they burst, that's when you get a physical symptom, injury, a propensity toward an injury. There are no accidents. You're attracted to it. You're doing the same exercise in the gym for 10 years, and then one day you get hurt. That will cause disease. So my assessment also tells me the issue's physical or spiritual in nature. And then the removal process will reveal the very specific relationship moments that cause the block. It truly, truly is a computer that I'm working with in the form of a body and spirit.
Right. You know, Allie, you're breaking up a little bit again, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Let's see. So these disconnects that are happening in body, mind, and spirit, like you were talking about, the accidents that could happen and so on, how can we prevent these ahead of time? Like, what can we do to know they're going to happen? Like, I'm not saying you're going to be able to predict that this would happen otherwise, but what kinds of things could we do to kind of prevent that from happening?
With awareness, when information comes up, I can tell people, well, these are the kinds of emotional issues that you have. These are the organ systems that for you tend to get impacted. And I think most people are aware that, like, I was talking with somebody yesterday, and she said when she's stressed, she tends to have problems with her stomach, which is very common for people. If you check out the shelves of antacids in any pharmacy, you'll see that. So being aware, noticing how you feel when certain stimulations happen when somebody says something, or you witness something or overhear something. Just being aware of the kind of words that you're reacting to.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how do you know that symptoms are really relationship disconnects? How do you really know that?
I know that because I've been in the work for 14 years, and every time I'm working on clearing something, mm-hmm. the history that pops up is always something that when, as I said earlier, between a person and their higher self, a person and another person, witnessing other people having problems and it disturbed you, it's what shows up as blocks that then clear. It's something to the tune of, I specialize in candida removal when I'm working in person with somebody. And I had a client who came in, and she was really sick. She had a really severe, dangerous form of it. And she had no clue what was going on. Doctors treat symptoms, so she didn't know what else to do. And at one point, we found something happened, and this is her spirit telling me it was not in her awareness. When she was 4 years old, her parents gave her something and then took it back. And when I told her that, she fought for a long, hard time. And I remembered they'd given her a puppy. She had had an allergic reaction to it. They took it back. It was for her health. She was 4 years old. She didn't get that. So here, 30% part of her severe candida came from this memory being locked in her body.
Wow. So how exactly did you discover that? And what was the process?
Well, the work that I do involves, I have many, many manuals. And the spirit tells me which manual to look in. And when my eyes scan different words, I'm working with muscles. It's a specialized kinesiology that I'm working with a particular muscle. And it lets me know it either goes on or off whenever my eyes hit something that's pertinent to what I call a shape. And you'll have many circuits because any issue gets stored in many different meridians in the chakras, in the energy bodies. And I usually work only in chakras and meridians.
Okay. And you use some muscle checking, right?
That's completely how I work, because when I'm working with a muscle, I'm communicating directly with a person's spirit. They don't have to think about anything. They don't have to know anything. And what's extremely cool is the spirit is always protecting the body. So it will not give the history unless the person's ready to handle the emotions that will present themselves. So I worked with somebody else who also had severe candida, and we got zero explicit information of all relationship stuff. And that was okay because the stuff was running through her mind so fast. Her mind kept changing back and forth, on, off, and each event went into the circle without her having to know what it was. And she got better, and just to verify, and I test somebody so I know they're clear. But a year later, she had one of those black field microscope tests, and sure enough, she was still candida free.
Wow. Very fascinating. Allie, you're breaking up pretty bad. Can you try calling in from your other phone, and I'm going to take a quick station break?
Yeah.
Would that be possible?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You're listening to A to Zen Radio's Energy Healing for Body, Mind, and Spirit with Crystalia Marie and my special guest, Allie. We are talking about the cause of all suffering. I encourage you to call in to ask your questions of Allie by clicking the Skype Us button on the right-hand side of the page on atozen.fm or dial 815-880-8255. Lines are limited, so I ask that you only call in via Skype or the phone if you have a question for Allie. Otherwise, please click the Listen button to listen to the show directly from A to Zen FM, or use any of the other options for listening listed under So Many Ways to Listen. Anyone that does call in and ask Allie a question tonight will receive a free excerpt from her book, You Gotta Ask Questions, How to Live a Happy, Healthy, and Secure Life. You can also register at creatingthelife.com, that's creatingthelife.com, to receive a free copy of Allie's book, What You Don't Know Runs You, How to Change Your Life Now. So let's see here. Is that you, Allie?
Hi. It is. Hi. I hope that works there. It's also 12-12-12 today, and I don't know how it is where you are, but we've had a lot of energy stuff going on here.
Well, that could have something to do with this. Allie, we actually have a couple callers. Let me check to see if either of them have a question for you. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Hi there. Do you have a question for Allie? Well, I guess that person doesn't.
Hello?
We have another.
Hello? Yeah.
Hi there. Did you have a question for Allie? And if you'd give us your name and where you're from, that would be great.
My name is Cindy, and I'm from. I live in southern Indiana.
Okay, go ahead, Cindy.
Are we allowed to ask personal questions?
What do you mean by personal? You mean it only pertains to you?
Yes.
I don't know. Why don't you go ahead and ask it, and I'll see if I get feelings around it. I don't usually work just by feelings, but sometimes that happens.
Well, I was, or perhaps you could just guide me in how to get more information from my own body, but I'm experiencing a feeling around my throat as if I'm being choked. It's been going on pretty intensely for a few days now, and I've been trying to sit with it and see if my body has something to tell me, but it's not really coming forward, so...
That was exactly what I was going to say. Talk to the feeling, and this might sound really strange, but ask it to intensify and ask it what's going on, what you need to know from it, what there is for you to grow from, because it's not happening for no reason. And then really be someplace alone in the silence where you can listen. You just proponent of meditating, and I also teach people how to speak directly to their spirit, because every day I meditate and I get all the answers that I want to or they need to for the day. The other thing I recommend is asking the universe, God, whatever term you're comfortable with, what is it that you need to do right now to change that situation? What is it that you need to learn? What step can you take? But be in the present. Be sure you stay in the now and see what's there.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Cindy, if you send an email to crystalia@empoweredspirit.com, we'll make sure you get a copy of that excerpt from her book.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what else, Cindy? Be sure that you grab the book that Crystalia was referring to at creatingthelife.com, What You Don't Know Runs You. There's probably something there's something in there for you.
Great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Okay, I muted myself for a minute there. Let's talk a little bit more about this. We do have one other caller. We'll take it a little bit here. But you were talking a bit about this whole relationship disconnects and everything. Are you talking about different body parts reflecting different emotional states, kind of like Louise Hay's book that teaches how you can heal yourself, or Carolyn Mace in her Energy Anatomy? Is that really what you're talking about, those types of things?
Absolutely. It's so extraordinary how much we are like a computer. And what Cindy was saying, there's something for her, you deal with chakras, there's something for her going on in her fifth chakra. I forgot to say this, I hope Cindy's still listening. That has to do with something you're not able to voice. Your thyroid is in there. Just look where your body part is, and just from a practical standpoint, what could be going on if somebody has, say, a knee issue, and there are many things that can cause that, but one place to look is probably you have to make some kind of decision to change directions. So by looking and using your practical sense of what the different body part serves in your life and in your functioning, that's one piece of it. But then deeper, each muscle, here's what's going on. When the nerves are coming from your brain, down through the spinal cord so that you can live your life and your body will function both consciously and on the subconscious parts, those nerves go in pairs. One in the pair goes to an organ system, and another in the pair goes to a muscle, actually a set of muscles. So the way I get an assessment is I test very specific muscles, knowing that they're going to certain organ systems. So in about 15 minutes, I get a total picture of which of your organs are working completely at 100%, which are hardly working, which are maybe working 50%. And that's the place where I start. So that knowing the issue that's going on, because each organ system has its own issue, and it's always an emotional thing at the deep part of it. So knowing what issue is going on there helps you to be able to see, what's going on in my life that I need to change? And what I can do is assist somebody to clear it out quickly, because things don't happen all of a sudden. There's no, he dropped dead while he was running, but he was so healthy. Well, no, he wasn't healthy. He had his building up, and then that day he went running and it burst because he couldn't hold anymore. And that happens with everybody. So paying attention to things that are little, instead of running for the painkiller, realize your body's saying, yo, we have a problem here, and this is the body part with the problem, and therefore here's the issue. And something to be very, very aware of, one thing I teach as a metaphysical minister is I teach forgiveness in a different way, because forgiving is really about forgiving love. And I learned a very powerful lesson this year. Krishpaya helped me through it. So she knows I had a brain tumor. It was pretty large. And what causes a tumor to form is your inability, or I thought I had, but obviously I hadn't forgiven people for whatever I thought that they helped me, that they hurt me across my life. And every time you don't forgive somebody, there's this little energy block that builds. And each time another one creates another block and another block and another block, transfers from your energy body into your physical body, and that's what's causing tumors. And where the tumor is has to do with what's going on with your functioning and your emotional state in that area. Like for me, it was my brain. What was happening, I wasn't living my true desire in my heart. My true desire is helping people to be happy. And I was working limiting to relationships. But since I was 5 years old, it's important to me that people smile, that they feel it, that they get rid of the stress that's hurting them. So paying attention to what your body is doing, looking for what would be a logical cause just in your normal functioning, and also learning about what the different meridians do, what purpose they serve, I think that's a huge help. Because as I said earlier, each point on the meridian will give you a very specific aspect to whatever the issue is. I'm not sure if that's how acupuncture works, but I hope so.
Well, I find a couple of things you said really fascinating. One is, I like that we have this saying around our house, and that is, pain is not your body's indication that you have a pain reliever deficit or you know what I mean? We kind of joke about that around this house. The other comment, you were talking about meridians, and I'll just share an example of what happened with me at one point. I suffered from a shoulder that was almost like it was dislocated. I mean, I couldn't lift it above, like, straight out in front of my body. I couldn't go above or below that. I couldn't get behind my back to buckle my bra, any of that stuff. And I went from chiropractor to massage therapist to acupuncturist and all of these things. And one day, one of the body workers I was working with, who was a Rolfer, said to me, you know, left shoulder has to do with your pancreas. Go balance your pancreas and the problem will go away. Well, if you look at the meridians, that's exactly true. So I went in and did energy work to balance out and heal my pancreas, and my shoulder released instantly. I mean, we're talking like almost a year before we got to that. So, you know, things like what you're doing really would help people get through a little faster than a year. And I knew this work and could not figure it out. So meridians really do make a difference.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. Laughing, because when I was saying the file holders are building up, you create a propensity toward the injury, like the example of exercising. My shoulder went out when I was in the hospital, and I have all these limitations, and I know the muscle is out, and mm-hmm. I've done energy work, but I haven't done the full energy that I should be doing. So I have very limited motion, and it's my right arm, and I'm a righty. So when I strongly believe that we teach what we most need to learn, and boy, I would have had to stick instantly in somebody else, and I haven't done everything I need to do for myself. So I also know when I'm speaking to somebody else, I'm saying it for my own benefit. So, okay, universe, I heard.
Okay, and we're having a bit of a challenge with your phone still. Let's take our other caller, if that's okay, and see what they have to ask of you.
Okay.
Hi there. Did you have a question for Allie? Hello? The person on the 603 area code, did you have a question for Allie?
Oh, hi. I didn't realize it was me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you give us your name and where you're from?
Paige, and from New Hampshire.
Hi, Paige. So go ahead and ask Allie your question.
I guess my question is, if you keep encountering the same issue or various health issues over and over again, and but yet it's not the root cause, and you keep searching, but there's no answers. What can I do differently to get to the root cause instead of searching all the time for what the root cause is?
That's a really, really great question, because the way the universe works is, and you've already experienced this, if you're not clearing out the root cause, then it has to give you the same issue again, and each time it gets louder and louder and more in your face and more serious and more painful, because it's saying you've got to stop and look at this differently, look at it a different way. Obviously, that's what I do with people, and I'm right now experimenting with my long-distance method so that people don't. I'll have to come out to Idaho for me to work on them, because I hear you say that you've been looking for a while. And when I said earlier about meditation, looking for your answer is in there. The universe is letting you know you are paying attention to it. You just don't know what it is. So my recommendation again is what I said before, what I do every single day for myself is I specifically ask the universe, tell me what's happening here. What step can I take today and speak directly to whatever. If it's like for me, I started getting cysts when I was a kid, and then I had a tumor when I was in my 40s, and then I had this more awful tumor. I'm in my 60s now, and because I didn't get the person I hadn't forgiven was myself. So I did all this forgiving in the world, but forgot to forgive myself. So there's a piece in there that you're missing, and it's all around the same issue. And whatever you think the issue is, it is, because that gut feeling is your higher self, your spirit talking to you. The thing to do is to know how to listen, to know how to allow the messages in. You might be listening to a song or not paying attention to it, and all of a sudden you hear the short lyric that had a message, or walking through the library, and this happens to me all the time, and suddenly a book jumps out at me that I didn't know I wanted, but it has an answer for me, something I need. You might be standing in line waiting for something and overhear just a piece of a conversation. The universe is talking to you nonstop all day long. It's a matter of allowing yourself to perceive and allowing the messages it's trying to give you. And it hasn't been able to get through, and that's why it's making the situation more and more painful. It's trying to help you, and the only way to do it is just to do it. When I teach people how to get in touch with their spirit, with their higher self, so they can get the answers and hear them or see them or taste them, whatever it is, then you can specifically ask yes or no questions, give us the answers.
Okay.
Go ahead. Did you have another question?
No, I was just going to say, I feel like, you know, in the suffering, which is pretty intense, I must be a slow learner. And when I'm not healing, then I start to feel like I'm failing at even healing myself. And I read about people who are not slow learners. It can happen instantly. But the harder I try, the more I feel like I'm chasing my tail. And it creates more suffering.
I'm really, really, really glad you brought that up. Here's the thing. I thought I didn't love myself when I couldn't heal myself. And I didn't know there was a tumor, but I couldn't heal myself, and I kept getting worse and worse. And I felt exactly like what I hear you saying. And then a really wise person, one of my mentors, said, when you really love yourself, that's when the universe and your spirit knows you can handle what's there for you to clear. It really brings it in big time.
That makes sense to me.
That makes sense to me. And boy, when she said it, my eyes opened and I thought, oh my gosh. No wonder I haven't been able to heal myself. I am healing myself. I'm healing myself on a much deeper level than I knew we needed. And here's the really big thing. I don't want people to think that you're going to get rid of sickness or an injury is going to instantly heal. Because healing means being okay with what is and letting go of the suffering part of it. And that's why I call my system Erase. It's about letting go of the emotional pain. So you may not become or restore to who you were or how you were, but if you're okay with the way you are now, you'll feel the healing and your life will start to flow again. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. And get with yourself and love yourself. Because you are doing well. You really are.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks for calling in. And be sure to send an email to kristi@empoweredspirit.com. I'll make sure you get that free excerpt, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Allie, let's take a very quick station break, and we'll come back because I have lots more questions for you. I'm just curious about a few things here. Do you want more peace of mind, more energy, and less stress? Discover the simplicity and power of healing with symbols. Join my newsletter for free by going to minuteenergytuneup.com. There you'll receive sample symbols, affirmations, free teletraining, and much more. You are listening to A to Zen Radio's Energy Healing for Body, Mind, and Spirit with Kristalia Marie and my special guest, Allie Bierman. We're talking about the cause of all suffering. I encourage you to call in to ask questions of Allie by clicking the Skype Us button on the right side of the page on a2zen.fm or dial 815-880-8255. Lines are limited. I do ask that you only call in via Skype or the phone if you have a question for Allie. Otherwise, please click the listen button to listen into the show directly from A2Zen.fm. Anyone who calls in and asks Allie a question tonight is going to receive a free excerpt from her book, You Gotta Ask Questions, How to Live a Happy, Healthy, and Secure Life. You can also register at creatingthelife.com to receive a free copy of Allie's ebook, What You Don't Know You Don't Know Runs You, How to Change Your Life Now. So, Allie, can you go, what do you do that helps people go deeper? How do you do that, or what do you do to help get them to go deeper?
Well, one thing that I do, your body, mind, brain is such an intricately designed computer that I, and this is something that's missing from a lot of other practitioners, you spend a third of your life sleeping. That means your eyes are closed. Sometimes the lights are on, sometimes the lights are off, sometimes it's fog, sometimes it's dusk. Sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's sunny. Everything that's in the environment at the moment the energy block is recorded, all of the environmental conditions get recorded with it. So when I treat them, I'm treating them for eyes open and closed in all lighting conditions and in all weather conditions. So like, have you ever had the experience of going to a chiropractor or another practitioner, and every fine when you're in the office, and then by the time you get to the car, or maybe to the next day, like maybe 6 weeks later, bam, symptoms are back full force. It's because generally you treat it for whatever the conditions are in the room, and it might be daytime, it's light time, whatever. If you had the incident happen and it was raining or dark or those things, you didn't get it cleared, because the emotional piece and the circumstances under which it happened didn't get cleared with it.
Right. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges with the medical community is we don't do the whole body thing here, body, mind, and spirit. Is there more that you can share with people about this, or what else is there that helps them go deeper or helps them clear these things? Did I lose you?
No, I was just grasping the question. I believe going within is really, really important. And the universe, in my personal experience, will show you your need to go within if you don't create that habit for yourself. When I had a brain injury when I was a psychotherapist, and I was in crisis care, someone attacked me. And the disabling brain injury left me unable to, I had no short-term memory. I couldn't follow a conversation. I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't listen. Nothing made sense. And that's when I learned how to go within. And I found all my answers were inside me. There's nothing outside of you that's going to really and truly heal you. Nobody else can heal. I can't heal anybody. If anybody tells you they can, I suggest running as fast as you can in the other direction. Your answers are all inside you, and what a really, really good practitioner will do is be your guide, let you know this is your path, this is your pattern. And if you really take a look, you'll start to see some of the patterns yourself. But truthfully, I just noticed the pattern with the cysts leading into tumors 2 or 3 days ago, because I never thought to ask that question of the universe before. When you ask, you see. But it's natural. What questions to ask. And one habit I have in my morning meditation is to ask, I call them better questions. So like I might think that good at working with a certain kind of client, but then I'll ask, how can I do an even better job with that kind of client? So how can I do even better? You'll always get the the instructions, if you're paying attention to how they're coming, and not assuming they're in words, or not any way that they're going to arrive, but to be open to allowing the information to come in a way that you can access it.
Right. So how, I like this whole idea of asking really, really good questions. Does your ebook that you're doing, that you're giving away for at creatingthelife.com, is that going to help them to come up with better questions? What you don't know runs you.
Actually, it's a book about how your conscious mind works and how your subconscious mind works, since all the programs are down there in your subconscious mind. So it will help you to, it'll help you to know what kind of things must be going on down there for your world to look the way it does.
I see. Okay. So getting on to some of the work you do, can you work with someone long distance, or do they have to come to see you?
I have to work differently with somebody long distance, which is why the Universal Lab, I've been trying for about 3 years to figure out how do I work long distance with somebody so it can be as effective as what I'm doing. And the universe just gave me the answer like last year, simply in bits and pieces. So I created this modality that I call a race. And what it does is, what's named is a surrogate. A surrogate is somebody local here. And we get permission from the surrogate's body, mind, spirit to allow the long distance client's body, mind, spirit to use the local person so that I can test them up. But in fact, we also have permission from the long distance client's body, mind, spirit to make that exchange happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I assessment and what I do a general assessment. I don't know if people heard of the story of Eve. There was a movie called The Three Faces of Eve. The story about somebody who had three distinctly different personalities, which is different from schizophrenia. That's not having different personalities.
Okay.
But what testing somebody, doing a muscle assessment to see what's going on. If I do it just once in the clear without putting any kind of issues on it, I get a certain picture of these organs are on, these organs are only on part way. Then I would take the list of symptoms that the long-distance client knows they have, that they're aware of, like page what's going on. And I can hear ways I've experienced it, but when you write something on a piece of paper and put the piece of paper on your body, especially of your energy center, your body. That's how I work with somebody who speaks another language or with a very young child. So I'll put those words down of what the issues are, and it might be a long list. I will get a very, very different picture of what organs are on and what organs are off, so that a person who has that multiple personality disorder might in one person have diabetes or high blood pressure and not have either of those in another personality. They might have hives or show cigarettes in one personality. They aren't different in another. So your body is that intricately designed so that I will see different things show up depending upon what issues we're asking about. And that's why I then design a program that's very specific for that person and their issues, because the fact is that 10 different people go to a doctor with identical symptoms, and the doctor, in their paradigm, they'll prescribe the same treatment probably for all 10 people. But the fact is, those are 10 different causes, and people aren't made from cookie cutters, and each person needs their own individualized plan of action. So
right.
And that's what I create for people. The other thing that I do is I work in a priority. So I know I've been to practitioners in the past, and maybe I have different symptoms that I need help with, and they'd say, where do you want to start? Well, that doesn't really serve anybody because then you're guessing. What I do is I ask the universe, what's the priority issue here, and let's clear that first. And to give you an example to get more clear, the very top vertebrae of your neck, your C1, is actually it's called the atlas. Its job is to hold your head on straight. You know, if you go to a chiropractor who doesn't treat the atlas, he might say, well, look, your thoracic vertebrae, your T6 and 7, which in women is very common for those to be out, and treat and realign vertebrae T6 and 7. Go to the car and it's out again. Why? Because the atlas is out. The atlas is always a priority. So in order to hold your head on straight, the atlas has to be in place. If the atlas is out of place, your spine has to do a whole zigzag so that your head winds up balanced. So if you first clear the atlas, your spine will go into alignment all by itself. So I always work with whatever the priority is, and as if a miracle, all kinds of other things clear all by themselves. Whereas I could keep guessing and go item by item, and maybe the hands stay clear, but maybe they won't.
Right. That totally makes sense. So, why? You know, I find this all interesting, this whole surrogate thing and how you're kind of looking at all the different components and everything to really get clear. Is there anything else that you do differently from most practitioners that you can share with the audience? We have just a couple minutes left.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is probably the most important thing of all. After we do the programming and the clearing, then I put in a program that's anti-self-sabotage, because what happens immediately is the ego mind goes in and says, I don't want to change. I don't think that's a good idea. And it reverses everything. But we put in a program, we install the program that says, yes, we're going to keep all the changes that have been made and nothing's going to take back from us. And I think that's one of the most important pieces of everything. I have never, ever, ever seen anybody who didn't immediately after our work have those self-sabotage programs, which, as I say, we cleared them before they left.
Okay. And when you clear them before they leave, that's a permanent clearing? They don't come back?
I'm aware, no, they don't come back. And using myself as an example, when I had PTSD after that attack, which was 16 years ago, never ever came back. It's never bothered me at all. So,
right. So, do you have one final thought you'd like to share with your audience? And then, because we're just about out of time.
Always asking yourself if something feels odd or if you hear a message, it doesn't make sense. Trust that it came from a higher knowing that's still you.
Okay. So trust that there's a higher being that's... Is that what you said? Trust that there's a higher being or higher self that knows you?
Yeah. Your spirit. Your spirit knows you and takes care of
you. Okay. So, folks, if you're having trouble hearing us, that we're having a little bit of a communication problem here, but... Anyway, what she basically said is to trust your higher self and listen for that, and meditate in the morning is a really good thing. Anyway, that's about it for tonight. I encourage you to go to Allie's website, creatingthelife.com, to receive a free copy of her ebook, What You Don't Know, You Don't Know, Runs You, How to Change Your Life Now, and be listening next week when Dawn Clark tells us how to activate our source code for success. Be sure to stay tuned for the upcoming Zen Hour. And at 11 p.m., listen to explicit R-rated Bring Back Desire After Dark with Eli.